Before we talk about the vehicle tax, let's back up and remember why the Assembly is considering this in the first place. There's one big number lurking in the background of this discussion. That's $2.7 million. It's the amount the city estimates it will need each year for the next 25 years to keep Sitka's roads paved. And the big question is where that money will come from. Mayor Mim McConnell said the Assembly has been wrestling with that question ever since she first joined 5 years ago without making much progress.
We just go round and around and around, and we need to stop doing that, and we need to move forward.
So the vehicle tax is one attempt to move forward. The city estimates it could bring in about $670,000 a year, or about a quarter of what's needed. On July 22nd, the Assembly passed a proposal on first reading that would add a $100 a year fee for non-commercial vehicles. So those are your ordinary cars and trucks. Commercial vehicle owners would see a new fee of $200 a year. Motorcyclists would see an increase of $25 a year. Assembly members said they heard public feedback both for and against that proposal, but the four members of the public who rose to speak on Tuesday night were unanimously opposed. Sitka resident Lindsay Evans said she'd done the math, and the new fees would cost her family of four about $225 a year.
$225 a year is groceries. It's our utility bill, and it's extra money that will be taken out of donations to our nonprofits around town, also donation money to our local radio station. I find it almost impossible to include that in our already tight budget. It is time for our city to really look at who this is going to affect. I can tell you right now that it's going to be families like mine.
So the ordinance that the Assembly considered this time around was a little bit different. It would still implement the vehicle registration fee, but it would also put a measure before voters in October of 2015 with an alternate tax, one that would raise the same amount of revenue. If the measure passed, then that alternate tax would go into place instead of the vehicle tax. If the measure failed, the vehicle tax would go into effect as scheduled in January of 2016. Options for that alternate tax would be proposed by a committee of Assembly members and members of the public. City Attorney Robin Kochak mentioned a few possibilities, including a city fuel tax or even a tax on marijuana if a statewide ballot initiative legalizing the substance passes in November. But Assemblymember Matt Hunter said he didn't like the idea of giving voters an ultimatum.
You're saying do this or else, like vote for this new tax or we're going to have this worse tax or this other option. And I don't like that, this or that.
I hate to be a naysayer, but we're not very good about wanting to pay our taxes to support our services. We don't really want to do that.
That's Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett. She said that unless there's some kind of consequence, Sitkins are likely to vote down any new tax.
If we didn't have this hostage type of situation, we didn't have the situation of this or that, we come to 2015 and once again it's voted down, then we're back to the drawing board and we start this process over again.
Assemblymember Pete Esquiro suggested several changes to the tax, lowering the amount paid by non-commercial vehicles and raising the amount paid by commercial ones. He also proposed a $25 fee for bicycles, but the Assembly abandoned that idea after City Administrator Mark Gorman explained that there's no easy way to collect that fee. In the end, Mayor McConnell and Assembly members Ben Maiasato, Mike Reif, and Esquiro voted yes, while Hackett, Hunter, and Aaron Swanson voted no. Nobody seemed very happy with the outcome. McConnell echoed several Assembly members who said they were voting yes just to keep the conversation going.
You know, if we can come up with some good solutions over the next month or so, maybe this one can just go away.
But for at least the next several weeks, the debate over the vehicle tax is here to stay. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.